Aircheckdownloads.com.
Danny Cox.
The Sound.
The Sound of Oxfordshire.
And all the music you love.
BBC Radio Oxford.
Can't touch this.
Do you know how chuffed I am to be here this morning? I love doing this. If you've spotted the ear already, just for the bragging rights, text 81333, start your message with the word Oxford, or call 0808 100 9 100 if you think you can spot it. It's the world famous...
Hits and headlines.
BBC Radio Oxford.
It's the year McDonald's opened in Russia. Plans for the Wallingford bypass were approved. The Rover car factory in Cowley were building the Rover Saloon 800 and Fastback, and everyone was having a go at those little elaborate hand and arm movements. We were voguing with Madonna.
Vogue
for Madonna on Hits and Headlines. I'm Danny Cox. New on TV, bring on the drums. It was Baywatch in this year. The Los Angeles County lifeguards, they all looked as good as that, of course, provided a great backdrop and an excuse for lots of scantily clad people running about on the beach saving lives. Most notably, Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff. Who thought about teaming the two of them up together when it first started? We watched it, we loved it, we wanted to be lifeguards. Baywatch dominated the TV. Do you know, I can't remember one main idea behind the program or one plot. We just watched it and it looked great. There was an unwanted shark in Oxford too. Bill Heiner was refused retrospective planning permission by Oxford City Council for his Headington shark. Retrospective planning permission. Is that put the thing up and then ask for permission or forgiveness, ask afterwards? Great idea. Bill, we miss you. It was the year the Four Pillars was built in Whitney. I've had many a Sunday lunch there. They did have planning permission. As did the main new building and footbridge at Oxford Rail Station. It was this year the rail station that we've heard this week is going to see a new one, but the current one was born in this year. If you know the year, text me 81333, start your message with the word Oxford, or call 0808 100 9100. The year that the President of South Africa lifted the 30-year ban on the African National Congress. He announced that the jailed ANC leader would be released.
I wish to put it plainly that the government has taken a firm decision to release Mr. Mandela unconditionally. I am serious about bringing this matter to finality without delay.
Friends, comrades, and fellow South Africans, I greet you all in the name of peace.
And then later we would watch that Walk to Freedom on a Sunday lunchtime, I remember, on TV. But which was this year? Something you'll never hear us say. Enjoy the silence. Depeche Mode, I'm Danny Cox. In for Watty today on Hits and Headlines. I love doing this kind of thing. Have you got the year right? Russell in Abingdon, spot on. Katie from Cuxham, waiting for my gorgeous niece Freya, nice name, to spend the weekend with me. Absolutely got the year spot on, Katie. Well done. Dave Boy and Allison in Cutslow. Reckon it was 1985. Wasn't 1985. Who else has got it right today? Gerald in Ropley. Well, as always. Peter and Chippy, Vincent in Sanford and on Thames. I used to live in Sanford, just opposite the pub. Oddly enough. Gary and the crew talking to food at St. John's College Main Kitchen. You've also got it right. Do you eat the food? You've got to sample it there first, right? Haven't you? Mally and Grendon Underwood got it absolutely spot on today. Got a wedding anniversary today. All bodes well. So far, Therese and David in Ardington, really great to have you back with us today. Sadly, not the right year. Time for another call back. Dennis and Margaret in Cutslow, just... can I say, a few years out, just 5 years out, Therese and David in Ardington, 1996, you reckon? What a year it was. On BBC One, this was on air. Keeping Up Appearances centred on the life of an eccentric and snobbish middle-class social climber and her rather downtrodden husband, and a lady with a very specific way of pronouncing her name.
The bouquet residence, the lady perhaps speaking.
Of course it was. Patricia Routledge in the lead role of Hyacinth Bouquet. What happened in this year? What a year. Tim Berners-Lee published a formal proposal for the World Wide Web. Microsoft released Windows 3.0. I think I'm still running it at home. The first web page was written. The first in-car satellite navigation system was sold by Pioneer. What was in the charts? What were we buying? What were we listening to? Who were we watching on Top of the Pops? It was a year for melon twisting. Remember this for the Happy Mondays?
Aircheckdownloads.com.